You said you thought that there was a deliberate policy not to bomb Chichester, or at least
yes,
to bomb the...
Yes, I think so. I think that while they were always ready to have a go at Tangmere and surrounding areas, they did steer clear of Chichester, although there were two funds. There was the Hurricane Fund and the Spitfire Fund. My mother used to collect for the Hurricane Fund, and I remember once with her walking up Wick Road, walking up Wick Lane, almost to the junction of Wick Road, and a Messerschmitt came over and fired down the street, and the cannon shells went in the road where it had joined a bakery, which was known as Cadby's Bakery. It's still there, a particular building. And so they used to sort of take pot shots at people on the outskirts. But on the city, they used to steer clear. Now, I have heard since from pilots, from German pilots who'd been visiting England, that they were very glad to see this fire because it told them where they were. And exactly the same thing with young pilots flying out of Tangmere. Because while they could fly, they couldn't navigate. And if you were sort of throwing yourself all around the sky, you could easily become very disorientated. And it was a very grateful thing, sense of knowing where you were when you saw the spire again. Anyway, that's what I've been told.